I definitely were looking forward to it. You know, it's good to be here. We're just hoping we can give a good account of ourselves on Saturday week against Mayo. It'll be a big challenge, but you know, it's something we look forward to, and you know, welcome.
Tell me, did you see that performance coming last weekend against Kerry?
Look, you always hope out every day you're going to improve, you know, and we knew we needed something very big to challenge Kerry, you know, and the boys, it wasn't perfect, far from perfect. We didn't do a lot of things that we'd like to do a lot of things better, but you have to give credit to Kerry because Kerry are a phenomenal outfit too. You know, we stopped the goals this time. You know, we were lucky, and a lot of times, a lot of last ditch defending, but you know, thankfully we did stop it this time. You know, and that probably was the key in the end up.
Yeah, and you had worked on that, had you?
Actually, the players had worked on it. They knew themselves that, you know, that it was disappointing down in Clarny. They made mistakes and Kerry punished them. Yeah. You know, they didn't make as many mistakes this time, you know, and they were better set up defensively, you know, to handle any mistakes that were made, you know, but Kerry still could have been in with a goal or two, and you know, we could have been in a different place today.
Mm. Rumour mill has it that you read the Riot Act after that Kerry game down in Killarney, and that there was a lot of fellas that look in mirrors afterwards.
No, I think I had a look in the mirror myself. More so, Fergal and myself, you know, we had a look at ourselves to see what was going on, because, you know, it wasn't good enough. And I think everybody admitted that. The players admitted it wasn't good enough. But we all had a look at ourselves and see where we went wrong and what we could do better, because, you know, we didn't want to see another one of them days.
Mm. Tell me, you played in three All-Irelands, won three All-Irelands. How big an advantage is that, or big help is that now going into this final? For what can you teach to the players, or get advise them on? Or
no, these players that have been in Ireland finals themselves, the vast majority of them have been there a couple of years ago, two, three years ago, you know, so they have that experience, you know, and you know, and they're a motivated enough bunch, you know, they work hard, they're genuine people, and they're you know, they're good lads, and they, hopefully we just ask of them to go out and give the best they can. Mm. You know, on any given day we ask them that every day. Mm. And hopefully we can prepare them as well in the next 10 days. Mm. So they can go out and give it their best.
Mm-hmm. You've improved incrementally, would that be fair to say, in the championship as it's gone on?
Yeah, I suppose it's all relative. You know, you suppose you expect as the competition heats up and the teams get better, you have to improve a wee bit, you have to learn something every day from your matches and improve. You know, you hope that. But let me tell you, there's a lot more areas for improvement yet. You know, the Kerry performance was far from polished. You know, we sailed close to the wound on a number of times, you know, with goal chances, so we have a bit of work to do yet.
You used up a lot of your lives.
We definitely used up a lot of them, I think, against Kerry, so, but hopefully we have another one or two left yet.
And talk to me about Mayo. Obviously you've watched them, and you watched them against Dublin, and everybody was delighted, I suppose, and you were probably delighted as well, but the show's on the other foot now.
I definitely think Mayo are a phenomenal outfit. You know, they've beat Dublin, and Dublin, like, were six times Ireland champion. They haven't been that for nothing. And you know what? The match was tight. But what's more important is they held Dublin to 13 points in normal time, which no team have got anywhere near that over the years. And their intensity, their work rate, their tackling, and then their just general overall play, it was exceptional.
Mm. Are they going to be different to Kerry?
Oh, definitely are. Every team poses different challenges to you. And, you know, Mayo have a lot of excellent footballers, and you have to think about it. A lot of them boys have played in a lot of Ireland finals too. They have a great bit of experience throughout that squad, and a lot of knowledge in it, and a lot of experience built up, and that'll stand them in good stead. You know, it's something that maybe we are a bit shorter on that than Mayo would be, but you know, suppose we have 10 days now to prepare our boys as well as we can for that. It'll be up against it tight for time, but it is what it is. We're glad to be there, and we'll do the best we can.
Yeah, you've beaten Donegal in a tight game, you've beaten Monaghan in a tight game, and you've now beaten Kerry in a very tight game. So obviously you're certainly road tested.
No, you hope so. And you know, you won't know. You look back and you'll say, maybe we were a road test, and somebody will say something different. So everything will be, hindsight will be wonderful. But you know, we'll do all we can now to prepare for the eventualities we think are going to happen, you know, and just do the best we can then whenever it lands.
As we mentioned, you had to get up to an almighty high for Kerry. Can you get up there again?
Well, I suppose that remains to be seen, and that's the question everybody's asking, and that's the question we'll ask too, you know, and I hope we can.
And as the old saying goes, semi-finals are for winning. Finals have to be won.
That's exactly it, you know, and you know, we just hope we can give a good account of ourselves on Saturday week.